All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream, not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DP, Austin Irvin, old school. Again, teammates mentoring at 5 o'clock and a full night of ticket weeknights. And you'll get Rocky Russo. You'll get some good stuff tonight. So hang out a while here on 937 The Ticket. Austin Irvin,
DP.
We're talking about winning and defining winning. What wins? Who wins? And the teams that are winning now that are giving us some conversation. For the sake of those that just joined us, Pitt, Indiana, Liberty, BYU, Iowa State, Army, and Navy, all undefeated, all have figured out some scheme, some plan, some base, foundation for winning football games in today's college football scheme. Mm-hmm. Austin Irvin, let me ask you a question, kind sir. If I gave you the opportunity to magic wand yourself and become the head coach of a roster. I'm going to give you two rosters, and you tell me, please.
Is this a this or that?
This or that.
Okay. I'll make sure.
This or that. Austin Irvin, would you take Nebraska's roster or the Naval Academy? The players from the Naval Academy.
I would probably take Nebraska on that one.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Nebraska or West Point Army?
I think I'd take Nebraska again on that one.
Okay. Nebraska or Iowa State?
That one's closer. Iowa State's sneaky.
Okay.
Sneaky. I guess I'll take the clones.
Nebraska or Indiana?
I can't say Nebraska after what we just saw, can I?
Because if I'd asked you last week, I'm pretty sure.
You take Nebraska.
I'm pretty sure. Nebraska or BYU?
Miss Cougs are balling, DP.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have taken them, bro.
Probably not.
You wouldn't have taken them. Right? Mm. And there are reasons why you ponder what you ponder. That those teams, all undefeated, have all figured out a way to prepare, a way to play, a way to execute. What do you think is a consistent thing about those teams?
I know the one that you teased me before the show, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but I'd say those teams all know who they are. I know what they're doing. They know what they're about. So identity, I guess, would be the through line.
Identity. People like to use the word culture, but identity requires some introspection, right? Mm-hmm. That you look at yourself and you say, not only do I want to know who I am, I have to know who I am. Mm-hmm. And it works accordingly. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that there are certain restaurants I can't go near. There's certain parts of town I want to stay away from. There's certain people, certain habits. I know that I cannot stay up at three until 3 o'clock in the morning and do functional radio in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you have to set boundaries and you have to know. Does this strike you as a way to identify what Nebraska needs to do forward?
Wouldn't hurt anything.
What do you
probably help?
What do you identify as a, so in that grand list of things that will lead to winning, character, integrity, hard work, preparation, unity, selflessness, like there's a laundry list of 30 words that usually are tied to winners, mm-hmm. to winners. And then a even more finite list that identifies champions, mm-hmm. and undefeated teams, right? Mm-hmm. So of those things, give me the Austin Orman, give me the first five things that come to mind that would identify a team, a Nebraska team that not only you would be proud of, but absolutely would allow you to just believe in everything that's going on.
I would say five things for me would be, let's do just like game knowledge, game intelligence, football IQ, I guess I'd be pretty high on the list.
IQ is really sharp.
But that's IQ, but also EQ. I think Nebraska is missing some of that, mm-hmm. right now in terms of, hey, what switch needs to be flipped right now? So I would say that knowing the game schematically, mm-hmm. and knowing the game flow, the feeling in the moment of the game are pretty high on my list right there. I would say that dependability, consistency would be, mm-hmm. one, two words to say the same thing, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Got to know what you're getting from a team. Obviously having good athletes would help, but to me it's be athletic enough, I think, in a lot of key places for Nebraska. Then a little bit of an air of, you know, that athletic confidence, but that's mixed with humility at the same time, right? Knowing, but I think that ties into the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
EQ that I was saying.
All of those things. Would it be fair to say that those things could be said about Duke basketball historically?
In the last 40 years, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? You like what you like. Mm-hmm.
That, I'd like to think so. But they don't really describe the Kansas City Royals, so I don't know where the disconnect is until recently.
Look, you're still recovering.
I am.
You're still recovering from the Royals. So I get full understanding of that. It's in this thing. I don't want to go to the text line because there's a text. So we're going into the eighth game, and now we're going to establish the running game. Really, DP. Listen, I got no skin in the game, no dog in the fight when it comes to what other coaching staffs do. But as long as I've been on air in Lincoln, Nebraska, I've talked about all the things that are attached to having a dominant run game. All the things that are attached, mm-hmm. to it. Don't tell, like, my thing is, listen, I need absolute manglers up front. And I will take less than than size and mass over dog, right? I will take skill and IQ over height and weight. That's always been the case. And if you're going to tell me that you're going to be the most physical team on the field every Saturday, then it requires a hammer and then another hammer.
And maybe a third hammer?
And another hammer. Right? Don't tell me you're going to make shift fullbacks. Get me a fullback with a hey, listen, I need a big no-neck fathead dude who quite simply understands when he gets up Saturday morning, his job is to run over people for somebody else's glory. Mm-hmm. And in front of him, I need five fat dudes who, guess quite frankly, are really mad
all the time.
Saturday morning, like, hey man, let's go move some stuff.
Some people.
Let's go move some people. Like, bring back the Husker Moving Company. Like, let's bring back the Husker Pancake Club. Cause to your mind, can you recall any of that Saturday?
Not Saturday.
Right? And here's the thing. To the personality and culture, to the identity of the Husker football team sitting at 5-2. Again, nothing wrong that a win won't cure. But hey, you're facing from a talent standpoint, the team that you circled on your calendar as the most talented team you're going to face all year. Mm-hmm. All of that's a statement of truth. Mm-hmm. Right? One that puts you at some identity risk in what you do versus what they do really well. Things that you have a problem with that they excel at. Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you match up man for man, player for
you're
player,
not gonna match up
coach
man to man.
For coach, step for step, right? But here's the thing. It's why they play the game. Ask Vanderbilt. Ask Vanderbilt in Alabama. Ask, because look, Vanderbilt has the same record as the Huskers. Mm-hmm. And are given as much respect at the top of the SEC as Huskers get at the top of the Big Ten Conference. But on one Saturday, the quarterback caught fire, and the big dude started to eat. And the running back said, I just need to accumulate wins on each play. Positive yardage. You never go broke taking a profit. Hmm. And Vanderbilt beat one of the top programs in the country by doing so. So there's a way. There's a way. The question is, does Nebraska find the way? Do they identify those things from Sunday morning to Saturday at 11 o'clock? Hmm. And then do they keep figuring it out until 2:30? Because what they figure out and identify now simply plays into the result, but it doesn't determine the result. Mm-hmm. The result will be determined by an accumulation of decisions. And that's the thing we talk about tomorrow. Because guess what? It's decision-making matters. And I don't think that there's any group who feels, Nebraska groups, who feel like they did their jobs on Saturday.
I would sure hope there's not a single group.
And I would think and hope that the reassessment has happened. They have identified what went right and what went wrong. Lessons learned, and now we need to put them into play. It's going to be an interesting week. My flight's already booked. So, yeah. By the time we get to Friday, hopefully folks have a feel for what they think will happen. Because I don't think anybody feels like the Huskers win right now, but we could get there.
How many Husker fans do that every week, regardless of who the opponent is?
100%. 100% Austin Norman. So, again, thank y'all for hanging out. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll close out old school. We're going to bring in Des Moines and Ashton and find out what's on their plate. What are they serving today? What's on the menu for Teammates Mentoring here on 93.7 The Ticket?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.